The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. Hi, Lou.
Hi.
Welcome back.
12 years.
It's been 1 week.
It's been
Lucy,
too long.
Lucy is here. We were just talking about the last time that you were here, which was Hereditary.
It was.
So almost 6 months, because that was October and it's almost April.
Yeah.
That's sad. I have a new studio setup here. Do you
it's
like
so
it?
It's so cozy. It's your coziest setup.
It's
the couch
cozy.
Is very comfy.
Do you like that light?
Oh, I love that light. It's I've wanted to buy it.
Really?
So many times, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you should get it. I'll send you an affiliate link.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you can make 20 cents off of it.
Anyway, so welcome to the new studio. And I like our topic today.
Me too.
Did you see this TikTok?
No.
So I saw a TikTok. This was like last week. Unsexy like products or practices or something that make your life better, or that are like beauty products that are just not like, I don't know how to explain unsexy. Like, do you get what I'm saying when I say like an unsexy product? Like,
yeah.
Like Jergens.
Yeah.
Like on my list is Jergens mm-hmm. lotion.
Yeah.
I love a lot of other lotions that are like fancy and they're mm-hmm. Sephora and whatever.
Yeah.
But like my tried and true is Jergens.
Yeah.
That's
it
the
makes
unsexy
sense.
Version.
Yeah.
So I just thought we could compile a list of unsexy things that have either improved our life or made us hotter.
I love it. Do you have any life updates?
Oh.
Anything going on that you want to?
Well, they hear from me. All
the, they're, the people
they're
of?
Sick of me.
They're
sick
not,
of me.
Though,
they are.
That's the thing is that you, I think you don't post enough.
But what do you want to tell us about your life update, or do you want to save it?
I'll say.
Say
because it
okay.
will be, again, we're like stars looking into space. It's we're 2 weeks in the future now.
Yeah.
I bought a house.
It's so gorgeous.
It is. I can't wait for you to see
it. So gorgeous.
I'm so excited.
And you move in like, I mean, by the time this comes out, you'll have moved.
We'll have moved. Yeah.
Is that crazy to think? Because you guys have been in your house for 8 years?
Seven.
7 years.
Yeah. So we bought our house 7 years ago and we just outgrew it. You know, it's just time. Time for something else. It served us well as a starter home.
So many good memes.
And we're keeping it. So it's still in our lives and just time for something.
Time for the new, the next phase of life.
Yeah.
Expanding. Do you feel like you're kind of like just in life? I feel this way about this house, even just bringing Coco home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you kind of get like trauma bonded to houses.
Yeah.
Like, and when, like, do you feel like you're shedding like the last 7 years of your life?
Yes.
It like feels so good.
One of my friends came over the other day and it's totally empty, especially.
What friend?
No, I don't have any other friends. No, it's Kaylin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, no, Kaylin came over the other day and she was like, are you so sad? She's like, this is so sad. I'm like, I don't feel an ounce of sadness. Because there's
That's
been
how you know.
Lots of good memories in this house, but lots of bad.
No, it's so, it'll probably feel so good. And just like, oh, it's going to be Betty's childhood home. It's just, oh.
Just like a fresh start.
Yeah.
Anytime. And, oh. Feels so good.
I also, okay, I want to tell this story. So I was having a bad morning a couple days ago. I was just like, I was not having it. I was mad. I felt fat and ugly and annoying. And you know that feeling when you wake up and you're like, I'm in trouble. Everyone's mad. Everyone's mad at me.
Yes.
So I'm in the parking lot of the gym and I'm driving around and I'm literally on Marco Polo with Lucy in the middle of saying, I'm just like, I'm in a bad mood and I get it. It's my hormones and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I stop the car and I turn to my left and I see Lucy's dad. And I'm like, Neil, still on Marco Polo with Lucy. I was like, I'm literally on with Lucy right now. And I just have to like, nothing will turn your day around faster than seeing Neil Bergstrom.
So true.
He was
so true.
I was like, Neil, I'm having the worst morning. And like, I just turned and saw you. And he was like, his move that he was doing, right around. We're turning it right around. It was like the best thing that has ever happened.
Oh my gosh.
It was so cute.
And I haven't told you this yet, but my dad told me the events that led to running into him are actually crazy.
They're astronomical.
Like, it's so weird how you guys ran into each other because he was dropping off a check at this bank that was inside Harmon's or something. First thing, he forgot the check. So he had to turn around and go back home and get the check. Second thing, he was going to a different bank and for some reason decided to go to the bank inside Harmon's.
The spirit.
Turns around again and goes the Harmon's way. He parks, realizes he's in like senior citizen parking or something like that. And he was literally going to move his car
because he was walking towards the car.
Yeah, and it was because it was in the wrong spot. And in that exact moment, he saw you.
Well, and I was driving in random patterns.
And you weren't supposed to be there either. No. Because you were trying to get Coco to go to sleep.
Coco good night? Is that what you were saying? Coco night night? I was trying to get her to fall asleep before I went to the gym. So I was just doing random like loops around the parking lot. Like
that was some interstellar weird.
I wasn't anywhere near, but I wasn't at the gym. I was just in a rent. It was weird. It was like a literally
once in a lifetime opportunity.
It was the cutest thing ever. Because why was I thinking about a random run-in with your dad? I don't know, but I just had to share that. It was a good pick me up to a really
so cute
bad morning. And the rest of the day we turned around.
Yeah,
the day turned around.
That'll do it.
All right. Well, let's wrap up. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes I think about the fact that we talk all day every day. Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah. Anyway. And we haven't run out of things
never
to talk about.
Not for one day.
Yeah.
I think there's been like, I mean, after you had the baby, there was probably a day or so that we didn't talk. And in the depths of the divorce, there was maybe a day or two
I found some holes. That was crazy. I actually thought about having you on for the divorce episode.
Oh, like, I would have
like
loved
Lucy,
to.
Like mainly for to co-sign on everything. Like I wanted like somebody to be here, be like, yes, that really happened. Because you never know. You never know. People can hop on podcasts and say whatever. But you were just like trauma being you were being traumatized side by side.
Yeah, side by side at the same time.
Anyway, okay, so now that all that's out of the way, any other updates? Else skinny.
Oh my gosh, we're on the same meal plan
now. We're on the same meal plan. Lucy has inspired the nation, obviously.
I have. I've had an influence on one thing, I'm glad it's people's health and wellness.
No, it's been amazing. Yeah, we're on the same meal plan with Emily and it's been great.
Isn't it great?
It's part of my unsexy list.
Okay.
Because eating protein and lifting heavy weights.
Yeah.
Like it's not sexy. I've done all the sexy stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've done all the sexy supplements and the whatever. Mm-hmm. Never in my life have I thought I should just eat better and lift something heavy. Like never once in my life have I thought that will change the way I feel or that will help me, you know, get stronger or whatever. Yeah. Never once. I'm like, no, I have like, you've seen like the supplements that I take. Like, I'm like, I've never once was I like, maybe the thing that's going to work is that like that tried and true unsexy thing, which is just you have to eat a lot of protein. You have to lift heavy and you have to do it for a long time.
Yeah. It's like I always say, unfortunately, it works.
Yeah.
Like,
no, truly. Yeah, truly. And it sucks that like after 3 days you feel better.
No, literally after
honestly,
your
one
body.
Day. One yeah, day.
After your body resets and you kind of like, if you've eaten a lot of sugar or something like that and your body gets the chance to kind of, you know, restart, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, so that thing that they told me but like I've done every like quick thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Ozempic was looking really good for a little
bit. It was tempting.
When I was postpartum, I was like, oh, it looks really easy. Literally just like you can get it on Prime now, basically. Like it seems tempting. Yeah. Like I've gone through all of these different things. Oh, keto for 6 weeks, whatever. And then when it comes down to it, it really is just so this is kind of what I mean by unsexy things. Like we all want like the really like the branded, cute, like good PR, whatever. But it really is just the baseline of eating healthy and moving your body.
Yeah. And I mean, even before I got into this new lifestyle, I was like, for all of my adult life, trying to make all of my meals restaurant style, restaurant quality, sexy meals.
Yeah.
I was like making my own mini charcuteries every single night.
Yes.
And like wanting to have everything like Instagram worthy, these sexy meals. And it's like, unfortunately, half a cup of rice, a cup of veggies, and 6 ounces of meat is going to do it.
Yeah. No, it's
every
true.
Time.
No,
and 30 it's so, pound dumbbells.
It's
like,
so true.
That's
it's
it.
So true. And I used to always look at Pinterest, like high protein meals. And it's like white chicken enchiladas with yeah. a I'm like, oh, I can just eat like ground beef and broccoli.
Like,
with
yeah.
like a little sugar-free barbecue sauce mm-hmm. and it keeps you full and it makes you feel good and it changes your body and yeah. it's so annoying.
I know. I just kept thinking, okay, this is my new life. Mm-hmm. Like my unsexy meals are going to happen at home. There's mm-hmm. no more trying to have restaurant quality at my house. That's for a restaurant.
Yeah. Believe it or not, you can get that at a restaurant.
Yeah. yeah. Shocking news. Women yeah. discover restaurant.
Local woman.
But it works, you guys.
I know. It works. And I felt better. I mean, obviously, I'm still kind of in the, like, I forget how freshly postpartum I am. Like,
yeah,
I really
do.
I really did just have a baby.
Yeah. You're going
and
hard.
All of the unsexy things that we're going to talk about today have been the most helpful. And I really didn't want them to work. I wanted it to be all of the stuff, the bells and whistles mm-hmm. and all this, some magic pill, some yeah. magic supplement. And it's been the most boring. I have a feeling that we have a same one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Should I go next?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me.
Well, I was just thinking about this topic and I feel like anything I have ever done for beauty has been unsexy or painful.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear your list.
I have one thing on my list that is sexy because I was like, wow, what is sexy?
Yeah.
And I think getting a facial.
That is sexy.
Yeah.
For sure. That's sexy. And I initially on mine, I had some products and stuff and I was like, these are all like Sephora influencer, like, mm-hmm. like affiliate link stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, no, I want to stay away from that. So mine are either like drugstore purchases mm-hmm. or like practices
yeah.
that are just not sexy. Okay. So I want to hear your first one.
Well, I have a little list of painful because I feel like I do feel like it falls in the same category, but also its own little category of painful. These are things, yeah, Botox, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a little sexy. Do you think Botox is sexy?
Well, like when you really get down to the nitty gritty, a stranger jabbing a needle in your forehead, I just don't think is that sexy.
You're right. It's not. It's
the
not.
Result the is result. Sexy. And that's all of this.
Yes. I always say people equate Botox and fillers because they lump them together. They could not be more different.
No,
and they're
so
for
different.
A completely different yeah. purpose.
Yeah.
So don't. Get them twisted.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah. Waxing.
Wax. I have Brazilian wax on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do a bikini.
I do a bikini. Yeah. yeah.
I go full bras.
Because that's a little too painful.
It's intimate.
Yeah.
It's really intimate. And they it get really in is. There. It, yeah.
In,
but I usually do it the week before my period. And then I get a Brazilian wax. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like so much cleaner.
Yeah. Sure.
But anything like that. I'm on board for.
Here's one that I've tried and I hated it so much.
What?
I can't do it again. Dry brushing.
Dry brushing is too sexy. It's too sexy for me because here's what I think is sexy. Or this is what I would categorize as sexy. No real results. Like I've dry brushed before and like I really, at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't know if I can confidently say I have seen results from it.
Yeah.
Like I like it. It's a good exfoliant, but people are all about
people
like
say lymphatically that it yeah. really, really helps. But I think you have to do it for a really
you
long
probably,
time.
You probably
and
do.
And the sensory overload oh, is absolutely
no,
not worth
it's
it.
It's the most upsetting feeling in the entire world.
It's
yeah.
so
but
bad.
I definitely have never done it. I mean, consistently long term because I'm like, is the payoff worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it is. I'm with you.
That's a really good way to categorize it.
Yeah. Is
not
the payoff.
Seeing a huge result. It's yeah. too sexy.
It's too sexy. It's like, yeah, yeah. I had a metaphor, but I need to work it through a little bit.
You need to work on the bit a little yeah. bit. Yeah. And then just like laser, any
so
sort of laser
it.
On your face.
So
or laser hair removal.
Yes.
I'm thinking like, yeah, I did. I did a laser thing that was kind of like Morpheus on my face.
Yeah.
So painful. So incredibly painful. And here is the one that I regret the most.
Okay.
Microblading.
Microblading.
So painful. So, so not worth it.
Well, I've actually never seen your microblading. You always say like, oh, my eyebrows are pink underneath yeah. or whatever. I've never noticed once. And I look at your face
a lot.
I work
really hard.
Well, you're doing great. But like microblading has not aged well. And,
yeah.
and I feel similarly about lash extensions.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not what they once were.
Yeah. Stop touching your eyebrows. Stop touching your eyelashes.
Yeah.
So those are, that's my painful list.
This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Dipsy. Spring has sprung and summer is right around the corner. So if you're packing your bag, you've probably got your sunscreen, your water bottle, and probably a steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. If you loved A Court of Thorns and Roses and you're craving another fantasy world to devour, Dipsy's got you covered. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters so you can discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. And there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods, goddesses, Regency era historical fiction, and yes, fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction. For listeners of The Bad Broadcast, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad. That's 30 days of full access for free. You get all that sexy stuff for free for 30 days when you go to dipsystories.com/bad. That is dipseastories.com/bad. One more time, that is dipsystories.com/bad. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. I really, really love to cook. I do. I don't always have it in me to do all the extra stuff that comes with cooking. Going to the grocery store, making a list, probably going back to the grocery store because I forgot something. That's why Marley Spoon has been a lifesaver for me, especially in this era that I'm in when I'm looking for something with a lot of protein, something that's healthy, but something that tastes amazing. With Marley Spoon, you can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. And many of the recipes are completely customizable, whether you're looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options. Marley Spoon has the food you want to eat. Probably one of my favorite things that we've gotten in our box was the brownies. They were so good. Marley Spoon even has an in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe. So it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy. You guys know I'm trying to eat healthier right now, trying to get the protein in. Marley Spoon takes care of that. It gives me the breakdown of every single recipe, every single meal. It's amazing. Marley Spoon also saves you from making that extra grocery haul with their online market of pantry essentials. You can shop their selection of 125 plus items like seasonal produce, ready to heat options, meal shortcuts, extra proteins, and handy snacks that you can easily add to your next Marley Spoon box. With meal planning and food shopping taken care of, making delicious food at home has finally become effortless. So experience those personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/bad and use the code BAD for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/bad for up to 25 free meals. And make sure you use my promo code BAD so they know I sent you.
I want to hear another unsexy.
Another unsexy thing. Okay, so my most unsexy, most tried and true, I'm waiting on the edge of my seat for something to be better than this.
Oh.
Aquaphor.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. That was number one on my list.
That was the one that I knew we had the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a lip oil, anything to be better than Aquaphor, and it will never, like... And I buy every lip oil. I buy every lip mask. I buy every, nothing is better than Aquaphor.
No.
I'm sorry. Even when I see people that use like Blistex or Carmex, no, it's Aquaphor. It's the only thing it will make your lips softer than anything else. I put it on my elbows and on my heels.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm waiting for something to be better. I will say it's as expensive as a sexy product. Holy shit. What?
No, I even texted you this a month ago. I was like, oh, I didn't know Aquaphor was $1,000 for a tub.
A pot of it, I think it's like $30.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Here's the thing though. A pot lasts you 3 years.
I know. It's true. How many units of Aquaphor do you have? Like, do you have them scattered in your house or anything?
I have one pot that sits next to my bed.
Is
and
that
it sits there, lid off. Everyone who comes into my room is like, you're going to put the lid on? Like, are you worried about dust? No. I have to stick my finger in there at any given moment, day or night. I'm not taking the lid off every time. Lid's staying off. And it sits there for 3 years at a time.
Yeah.
And it's
not sexy.
No.
It's not. But no, I really, I'm waiting. And I love other lip products. I'll use them, whatever. But at the end of the day, like my holy grail, the best product, if I am on a deserted island, which by the way, I've realized that people say desert island.
Yeah, wait, I'm just realizing that too.
But what? But it's not a desert island.
It's not.
It's deserted. Because a desert island doesn't make any sense for
what even is that?
I don't know, but it doesn't make sense for the questions people ask. Like if you only have one thing on a desert island and it's like, but what does that have to do with anything? It should be deserted. Like nothing on it.
Are we experiencing Dum Dum Club IRL?
I think it's more
in real time.
No. What's the thing? Mandela effect.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little bit of that. But yeah, deserted island product, 100%.
Mine's Aquaphor.
It's Aquaphor.
Always top of my Aquaphor and a hair tie.
Yeah. What more do you need? I could give birth with just those two things. Literally. I could deliver a baby. I could take your appendix out. I could cook you dinner. I could change your oil if I have Aquaphor and a hair tie. Like, it's literally
so
all one needs. Okay, yeah. Tell me your next. Or should I do another one?
Yeah, do another.
Okay, this one, again, not sexy because of what it does, but I do think it's kind of a sexy product because it's like a cute product.
Oh, okay.
But the Dermaclara stretch mark pads, like stretch things.
You've been using those.
I wear them every single night. Again, I'm only 3 months postpartum. I can't believe what they've done for my stomach. I can't believe it. Like even Gray.
How do they work?
I don't know. I don't know. But they're like thick jelly pads.
Yeah. And I've seen them.
Yeah. They're reusable. You just buy them once they give you like a soap that you wash them with. They never lose their stick, but I wear them every single night. And seriously, Gray the other day was like, holy shit, those worked so well.
Let's see here. You'll get my real reaction. What? I can't even see them.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I'm shocked.
I know. They're the best. They're.
I don't get how they work. Is it because they stay like?
I think it's because
protected or
like,
moisturized, or
I think they're kind of healing they're kind of pulling it together, like as like with ab separation, like you want to like kind of heal the muscle and pull them together. That in my mind is what's happening, is that it's healing, it's pulling them together very gradually, and so I don't know.
My mind is blown.
So those have been amazing.
Oh my gosh!
Sponsored, but if you want to, send them my way. Paid full price. They are incredible.
What's the brand again?
Dermaclara. Yeah. Kylie told me about them, Kylie Childs, because she was using them postpartum. And I was like, I don't want to use them. I hate the feeling of them. I'm not going to lie. I don't
like
sleep
with them on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because they say to leave them on like overnight.
Oh, OK.
I hate the feeling. But I'm like, the payoff is worth it.
And they don't come off in your sleep?
No. They're so sticky.
Wow.
They're really, really sticky. The sensory experience isn't great.
OK.
But they work. So that's my next unsexy.
Sign me up.
You don't have any
those
stretch
are
marks.
Well,
once you get them, if you ever get them, I'll send them your way.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is the entire nighttime routine. And it's so much that I can't even do this every night because it's so unsexy. Here's my ideal nighttime routine.
I can't wait for this. I'm so excited.
Silk bonnet on my head.
Okay.
I need to get pillowcase. One of
those. Yeah.
Okay. Snore strip.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth tape.
Not sexy. Either of those.
Greased up face.
Do you like slugging?
Yeah. Okay. Any or just any sort of oil. And a chin strap.
To keep your chin shut?
Like to, it like snatches your
jaw.
Oh, to
like, okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's the ideal nighttime situation.
Yes.
Oh, and frownies.
Frownies. On your forehead? Or
yeah.
On your, okay. Yeah. Those are similar to Dermaclara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they have reusable frownies? I didn't think they did, and you had to use new ones every single night.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I've never used them. I thought that they were reusable.
Yeah, anytime I've used them, they probably have reusable ones now, but anytime I've used them, it's like a new sticker every night. But just like, try and imagine that.
What about an eye mask?
Yeah, and throw an eye mask on there too. Why the hell not?
I want to be in a sensory deprivation tank
yeah.
when I go to sleep. eye mask, earplugs, mouth tape, white noise. Like it really is like, I want all my senses shut off.
And then sleeping on a pregnancy pillow. That's my idea. Like
you love that. Yeah.
I love the pregnancy pillow. Like the two arms underneath my knees, just like propped up. And then just imagine the whole, like I wouldn't have a husband if I slept like that every single night.
Well, do you not sleep like that every night? What, no. What do you do every night?
Every night I don't do that combination ever. I'm trying to think of what of those that I combine every single night.
Here's a good life rule. The crustier you go to bed, the better you look in the morning.
Yeah.
So if you are crusty, spray tan, oil on your face, bonnet on, like if you're doing all the crust, you usually will, like that's the sign that you're going to be really hot the next morning.
Yeah. Or the overnight curls rod.
Oh,
in
yes.
your hair.
Yes. Yes. You have been good at those. Yeah. But I've never been good at the
so
overnight.
So I'll do one of those things. Oh, yeah. One of those things at any given time. Yeah. I'll go. But it's a lot to do all at once. And it's
the mouth
an
tape,
atrocity.
The mouth tape has become trendy, but I do like it. And yeah. I feel good. And I feel like science is behind it.
Yeah.
Like the mouth tape is actually all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
Okay. My next thing, the supplement, or it's a, I don't know, supplement vitamin. It's called D-Mannos.
Okay.
D-Mannose. It is the best thing for UTIs. It's preventative. Like I was getting a lot of UTIs. Something was going on. I don't know what.
What could it have been?
I was swimming in a lot of foreign bodies of water. No, I was getting UTIs, and somebody messaged me and they said, take two D-Mannos every morning. And I did it, and I didn't get another UTI. I know that there's other things.
But you did get pregnant.
I did get pregnant on purpose. I know that there's like a, what's the one that makes your pee really orange?
Azo.
Like all of those work, but those are like after you get a UTI.
Oh, okay.
D-Mannos was really good for preventing UTIs.
Okay.
And I want every woman to know about it because I was taking them daily. Or if I felt one coming on, I would like double up my dose and I was in the clear.
D-Mannos is my drag name. D-E-E is the first team.
Mine, or no, you, wait, you do have a good drag name.
Yeah, Glitterous.
Wait, Dildo Baggins. That's my drag name. Okay, great unsexy thing. I already said that Jergens, it's my go-to lotion.
Okay.
And again, I've tried every lotion. I love a lot of them. I love a lot of Sephora ones. I love a lot of cool brand ones. But at the end of the day, Jergens gets the job done.
That's good to know because, you know, I'm new to lotion. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
The sensory, gosh, I've talked about sensory issues this entire episode.
Nuh-uh.
But that just comes along with beauty practices.
Yeah.
It's a sensory
thing. No, it's
thing.
True. It's true.
And lotion, I feel like germs are sticking to me extra when I put lotion on.
Why don't you think of it as a barrier?
Ooh, good idea.
Reframe it as a protective layer.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because it really probably is in some ways.
Hmm.
I don't know. All right, what's your next unsexy thing?
It is taking to my feet what one would call a modern day cheese grater.
And yes.
Going at it.
Modern day parm. Yeah. Yes. Filing your heels. Yes.
And why is it that nothing I do ever works?
How do my heels continue to crust?
Like, how does one have soft feet? How does one have soft heels?
Absolutely couldn't be me.
I
not be me.
Get it.
But the shaving of the guard. Shaving your heels. Pumice stone.
Yeah.
But it really is a cheese. I've used a cheese grater.
I use a straight up. Yeah. It's. I could use it. It could double as a cheese grater.
I mean,
for sure.
I buy the foot one, but in a pinch. Why have I done that before? Oh, like when I've been at my mom's or something. And I like need
Nancy,
like
she's used your cheese.
No, I dispose of it afterward. But I have used a literal cheese grater on my feet.
And what would you say works better? The one made for your feet?
Honestly, they're pretty comparable.
Yeah.
But yeah, that nothing is better. That my ideal foot practice would be soaking them in like Epsom salt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love like just a drugstore Epsom salt, like the big bags that you get for like $5. Soaking it in Epsom salt. Cheese grating.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll dry grate, like because it's easier to get when it's dry.
Better when it's dry.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then layer on Jergens,
mm-hmm.
layer on Aquaphor, mm-hmm. and put socks. Big, clean, 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 clean socks on.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my ideal foot routine.
Okay. See, you know what I actually love for feet, but it doesn't last a long time. Huh. It's these masks that you put on your feet. It's called Shiki Foot. My esthetician sells them. They're like $15 for a foot mask and you leave them on for 2 hours. You just like lay in bed and rot for a while.
Yeah.
And then days later, you've tried this.
Yes.
Days later, your entire foot comes off.
No, it pops off like a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
It comes right off.
You have a brand new foot, but it lasts only maybe a month.
Yeah.
And then your
Well, remember I did them and then I went to New York.
Yeah.
And I
walked, that we'll never understand.
I walked around New York and I would like come
in
back.
In your Doc Martens.
And I would come back. I would come back and my foot came off with my sock. Like I'd take my sock off and it would literally be full of skin. Full of foot. It was the weirdest thing. But yeah, those are so unsexy.
They work. They seriously work.
Absolutely. They work.
You have to leave them on for like 2 hours. Yeah. Like that when people leave them on for 15 minutes, it's not going to work. But I need to like do that and then keep up the foot practice because I need a smooth foot and it's just never happened.
This episode of the Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. That's what I want to do. I just want staple pieces that go with everything that I can wear every day that won't get so worn out, that I also don't have to, you know, spend a fortune on. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. They've got 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, up to 80% less. Incredible. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and they pass on the savings to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I have a robe from them that I wear basically every single day. It's my favorite. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, that is quince.com/bad for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
Okay, here's something unsexy that has worked for me lately. Testosterone cream.
Ooh, yeah.
Which, ironically,
tell us about that.
Is the sexiest thing you could ever do because, wow, I'm horny. It is crazy. So I got my hormones tested. I wholeheartedly believe that every woman should have their hormones tested.
Yeah.
Like, it's no matter where you are. Like, I want to do it, obviously, postpartum, see where everything's at, like, where I could. And she was like, your testosterone is in hell.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, obviously it takes a huge hit when your placenta comes off. So
yeah.
She put me on this testosterone cream just for a little bit. Like, I'm not on it long term. It's just till my own body starts like ramping it up again. And it's been great. It's like I feel a change in my mood. And it's also simultaneously made me angry that this is just what men have in boatloads in their body. Because like literally estrogen makes you sad, fat, and depressed. Oh, and testosterone unfair. Makes you horny and full of muscle. Like, it's so stupid.
So unfair.
It's so unfair. So it doesn't seem sexy to go, you know, get on a hormone cream. Like, I literally have to put it between my thighs every night. It's like, it's not cool, but I do like it a lot.
And I know people are going to ask, so who does your hormone testing.
Okay, I go to this girl. Her name's Brooke. She's at Avail Wellness, A-V-A-I-L, and she's awesome. Nice. She'll do a little,
I've been to her. She's great.
And she does a little consult. You'll go to like a lab, get your blood drawn, and then they send it to her and she'll call you. I just wanted like a rundown of everything. Like your vitamin D is low, your testosterone's low, your thyroid is doing that. Like that's all I wanted. She gives you supplement recommendations and it's just like, it's just cut and dry. It's not like, she's not trying to sell me anything. She doesn't have her own line of vitamins. Like she gives me brands that she likes and I bought them and use them. And I feel my body kind of starting to get oiled up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you feel a difference already? It's been like a week, right?
Yeah. It's been almost two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see. It's Wednesday. Yeah. It's been 2 weeks. And yeah, my sex drive is healed.
Wow.
Yeah. And that worked like quickly. I feel like that worked like within the first week, but now it's like, I'm kind of steady, like where I was. I had a big jump, and then anyway, nobody cares about this. Lucy cares. No, probably more women are struggling with it. That's the thing.
I don't think women. I literally, until you got on testosterone, I didn't even know like that was a thing women could do. No, something we should be doing.
A lot of women, like I know a lot of people personally that their testosterone levels are off. Like they're either way too high, way too low. But it feels weird to be like, oh, I need testosterone, but we all need it. Every woman needs it.
Yeah, I literally had no idea.
Yeah. And so I just can't recommend it enough. It's one of those things. It's like going to the doctor. It's not sexy, but it's like, you got to do it to keep everything going. So yeah, I'm glad I did that. I'm on that. I'm on vitamin D and I'm on iodine for my thyroid.
Nice.
And that's been great.
Nice.
So just, there wasn't a magic pill. Unfortunately, all the pills that I took.
It's so true. Sometimes you just need the blood.
Yeah,
the panel.
And like you need to pick something up at a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Not like all these
insane like vitamin subscriptions. Yeah. You got to get
100%
down and dirty.
All right, what's next? How many more do you have?
Just two.
Okay. Lay them on me.
Having to use men's items because they work better.
They work better.
Men's razors and they're cheaper. Deodorant. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
The pink tax. We got a wage gap and a pink tax. They want to keep us
and
poor.
And no testosterone.
They want to keep us poor and quiet and dry.
And not horny.
I'm
so pissed. But yeah, I don't even know the last time I bought a women's razor. Why do they exist? They don't work.
They do not work.
Billy razors don't work, you guys.
Not for the hair that I have.
No.
Men's razors work way, way, way better.
Yeah.
Men's razors, men's deodorant.
Yeah.
Do you have a scent that you would recommend?
Ooh, for a deodorant?
For a men's, like, do you have an Old Spice that you like?
I for sure use Old Spice, but I just use Drew's, whatever he has.
I like the Fiji.
Fiji, yeah. Fiji's really good.
Yeah.
Right now he has one that's like wild, or wilderness.
Ooh.
And it has like a little lavender in it. It's really good.
I hate the way that men's products are branded. Like
so manly.
Like Duke Cannon, kaboom. Duke kaboom. No, Duke
Car
Cannon.
Exhaust.
No, literally, literally. Like there is a brand at Target called Duke Cannon. I'm like,
that in an AI generator and said, give me the manliest name.
They just have a list of like manly words. It seriously is
and
like
put in a name generator.
Exhaust, wilderness, beard, big dirt. Dick, dirt. And then they just put them all together. But that's serious. That's how women's branding is too.
It's true.
It's so dumb. I need just a neutral thing that works. But yeah. Men's stuff is better. But it's kind of embarrassing. Like I remember when I wanted to use it in like high school, I like really didn't want anybody to know that I used men's anything.
Oh my gosh. Being caught using a men's deodorant was literally the most humiliating thing ever.
It would have ended me socially.
Your career, yeah.
Yeah, and it would have ended my career before it even started. Yeah, but they do work a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one. The block button.
Wow.
This is where I get deep. Not very sexy. I swear it makes you hotter.
Mm.
I swear blocking people that you don't want to see their content makes you hotter.
Yeah. See, and you have to deal with that having like a bigger platform, like going and blocking people that are like, I can't handle you right now. I block almost I look at every new follower I get and I block more than half of them because they're like fake accounts.
Really?
Or they're burner accounts.
Wow.
And I can immediately tell. I just like, I've got eyes for these kinds of accounts. And I immediately block. So I have a huge block list.
Yeah.
But it's like
bots.
People who I'm like, who the hell are you?
How many people do you think you have blocked on TikTok?
Should we look and should we name who we have blocked?
No. We just realized, and we talk about this all the time because I'm trying to feel good, like, internally, externally, and I'm trying to pinpoint things that actually work and actually make me feel good.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this episode, because it is, unfortunately, all the unsexy stuff. It's the chicken and rice and the weightlifting mm-hmm. and the blocking people.
Yeah.
It's like that stuff. And like what I consume mm-hmm. is like, it affects my well-being. It affects my anxiety. True. It yeah. affects my mind. It affects my sleep. Mm-hmm. Like all these things. And I used to like really hesitate to block people or whatever. Now I'm so fast and loose with it mm-hmm. because it makes my brain work better when I just keep content. And like, let this be a testament to what we were talking at the beginning. If you don't like somebody's content, block them. Like, it will be better for your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, you will be hotter.
Yeah. There's nothing sexier than protecting your peace.
Protecting your peace. I mainly block people when either I find myself like being mad at something mm-hmm. like, and I'm like, this is not an appropriate response to somebody on the internet. Like yeah. this is a personal issue. And like, I need not deal with this. I can just block them and rid myself of this. So either I'm feeling something negative and I just need not see it. Or if I'm seeing them a lot, mm-hmm. like if I'm scrolling through my FYP and it's just the same person over and over again yeah. that I'm not particularly invested in, then yeah. I'll give them a block.
No, there's some people that I don't even hate. I'm just like, yeah. I can't. I don't love your content. I yeah. just can't keep seeing it.
Yeah. No, that's really all it is. But it helps my day-to-day be more peaceful.
Love it.
And let's see. My last thing was zit patches.
Oh, yeah. They yeah. work. I didn't even think of that.
They work so well.
They totally work.
They're one of like the few, I don't want to say the few items, but like a quick, unsexy thing that works really, really
they
well.
They so work.
They I'm work overnight. Yeah. Like I want one that's face sized.
They have humongous ones.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the strip ones.
Yeah.
But I want one that like literally is my whole face. Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't have that yet.
I bet they have it somewhere.
My last one is a red light mask.
Oh yeah.
Nothing scarier than a red light mask.
Nothing is scarier.
I don't have one, but I desperately want one.
Imagine that with the rest of your nighttime routine.
Just on top
you
of all
you would never
of it.
Have sex again.
It would be alone.
You'd be
forever.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah. Those. I need one of those red light masks.
Me too.
Oh, but they do. They do really work.
$500.
It's too
man.
Much. I almost asked for it.
Dr. Dennis Gross. Why?
I know. I almost asked for it as a push present.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. I should have. I don't think I got one.
I was going to say.
Did you get a push present? I want a minivan for mine.
Yeah.
Like I want a
well deserved.
I want a minivan bad. Like I want one now.
You want one biblically.
I want one biblically. I want one in a way that's concerning to trad wifery. Like I trad wifery. No, like I want a minivan so bad. And I thought about it because I think we'll probably get me a new car. And Gray's like, I was like, let's get like a cool like mom car. And Gray's like, let's do this one instead of me like the cool SUVs yeah. and the Land Rovers and at the end of the day, I want something with TVs in the back.
Yeah.
Like, I just want something with a door with a button.
For sure. Like, Why aren't there more options with...
Hey, I said this the other day. I was at my sister-in-law's baby shower and somebody was talking about their minivan and they were all embarrassed about it. And I was like, just so you know, it's my dream car. Why does a Land Rover Defender not have a push door button? Like, why don't more cars have it? Does it have to be minivan shape?
Maybe it's trademarked.
It could be to big van. To
big mini. I don't understand the minivan hate train.
No,
where did it
neither.
Come from?
I don't know.
It's misogynist.
No, it is.
It's people who hate mothers and women.
There's no room for women anywhere, not even in a minivan.
Whoa, put that
no,
on your
actually,
next shirt.
Actually, there's no room for women anywhere
except
minivans.
In a minivan.
That's
it's the only.
They want us banished to the van. Vanished. Oh, I feel like this is why it's so fun to record with you, because like when I record by myself, like I have these thoughts and I'm like, I can't say it would not make sense. I mean, they don't make sense anyway, but like saying them to another person yeah. makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for getting unsexy with me.
Yeah.
That was a good, I feel like what I want the podcast to feel like. I think about this all the time. Like, what do I want when people turn on the podcast, what do I want them to feel?
Mm-hmm.
I want them to feel like we're at a sleepover.
They do.
That's what I want.
You've accomplished that.
That's always what I want. Like, I want to feel like we're talking about beauty products and celebrities and throwbacks and high school and, you know, celebrity gossip, just like we would if we were all having a sleepover.
You have accomplished that.
That's so nice. So this, but when I saw this TikTok, I was like, that's sleepover quality.
Yeah. Sleepover talk.
Have we ever had a sleepover?
Yeah. Your baby shower.
Oh yeah, my baby shower. And I think I slept at your house one time.
Did you stay or did you end up leaving? Did you end up leaving really, really early or really, really late?
I left really, really early.
Like 7 a.m.
Why did I stay there?
I think it was in the bad days and
in the hard times.
Yeah.
The dark ages.
A new place to sleep.
Oh, sad.
So sad.
Okay, well, we're going to keep the party rolling, just not right here.
Yeah.
Because Lucy did something very offensive. Why don't you tell them what you did?
I took your advice and I started my own podcast. I know I always said I wouldn't, but...
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did.
But I have begged. Tell the people why you won't come on the podcast forever.
Why?
I don't know. Tell me. Tell me why. Just, you know, people have said, just bring Lucy on full time. And I've said, I will. But Lucy has said, too big of a risk.
Yeah, well, it's I've seen scary things happen to friendships.
No, it's scary. It really is. And at the end of the day, I think it's a good move. Like,
yeah.
I never foresee anything bad happening to us. Like,
no.
But after the years passed, I always think you just never know.
No,
you just never know.
With two people who are like, nothing could ever, like, our friendship is unbreakable. And then they do anything together. I'm not just saying a podcast because it could totally work.
Yeah.
But again, it's too risky.
You just don't know.
It's too
risky.
So really,
it's because you love me too much.
Yes.
Okay.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. It's what they all say. It's what all the co-hosts that I've recruited say.
I love you too much, Maddie, that I can't.
I can't. The feelings, they freak me out. They're just, I don't want to get too close. Lucy started Patreon. It's a genius idea. Honestly, I do think, I mean, we've talked about how it's probably the future of social media because no normal person wants to have a platform where anybody who hates them has access to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's why Patreon is such a safe place for so many of us. Like I feel safer on my Patreon. You do too. Mm-hmm. Like it's the payoff is there. You get to connect with people better. Like it's just, I think it's the future of social media. So I'm obviously teasing Lucy. I love the Patreon and Lucy has her own. So yeah, her own Patreon. I did a bad thing, which is what I posted about it and nobody got that it was a Patreon.
Yeah. So I got like 200 people that I had to decline. I'm sorry.
But so just while you're hearing this, it's a paid subscription. Lucy has a podcast, a separate Instagram. You do a bunch of stuff over there. So it's like got recipes, house stuff, thrifting, million things.
And I post on my regular Instagram, like when it's open for.
Yes. Will it be open when this episode comes out?
I might just have it open for the whole month so that people can't. Like if they hear this and they want to join, I'll just leave it open for the whole month. So yeah.
And yeah, so we're going to do an episode for that. So we're going to end this here and get sexy.
Yeah.
And we're doing audio porn on Lucy's podcast.
It's going to be a very sexy episode.
Is that what people's questions are?
Yeah.
We're answering questions that people are too scared to ask.
Yeah.
We're going to answer those over there. So go to Lucy's Instagram and subscribe to that if you want to hear that episode. Anything else you want to leave the people with here?
I love coming on the podcast so much. And so many people and like friends that I've made through Instagram have come from your podcast. So I'm just like forever grateful.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
For your podcast. Because I love it so much.
I think about this all the time because people are always messaging me. My best friend's copying me. My best friend's doing this and I don't know how to do this. Nothing is more flattering to me than when I do something and somebody else feels like they get value from it.
Yeah.
Like if you feel like anything I've done is like valuable, like that's the best thing in the world to me. Or if like I give you a recommendation on something and then you buy it and you like it, like what's better?
No. Yeah.
Like
seriously.
Nothing is better. So anyway, that's really nice. And I love copying you and everything you do. I want
our relationship just revolves around us copying each other and our lives getting better and better and better because we're doing what the other person's doing.
Literally.
So if you have a problem with your friend, you talked about this on your podcast, but it's like, it's so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Be upset when your friend copies something that you do.
Yeah, it's weird.
Unless it's your entire wedding.
Yeah. Entire wedding, or like, I don't know, dating the same guy. That's probably an issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, weird note to end on, but okay.
Love you guys.
I love you so much. Do you want to end our tagline?
Yeah. Be safe. Be kind. Be hot.
Love
be
you,
normal.
Bye.
Bye.
Be normal.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.